Gambler takes Caesars to court over denied $800,000 winnings. A man from Chicago has found himself locked in a legal battle after winning $800,000 from sports bets, only to have the casino where he placed the bets refuse to pay. Thomas McPeak, 24, lives with his parents in a house filled with Chicago Cubs and Bears memorabilia. Over several months, he carefully studied sports betting techniques while taking detailed notes and developing a methodical strategy that relied heavily on parlay bets. He then placed several bets at land-based casinos in Indiana and Iowa throughout last year. Big wins at Horseshoe Casino and Isle Casino. McPeak's first big win came at the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond, Indiana, where he turned $30,000 into $350,000 in just 1 week. He then won another $450,000 at the Isle Casino in Bettendorf, Iowa. Both casinos are operated by Caesars Entertainment. However, when McPeak attempted to collect his winnings, Caesars canceled his bets. The operator claimed that its house rules, which are designed to prevent money laundering and structuring, meant that his bets were void. McPeak had placed several smaller bets at kiosks and occasionally disguised himself to avoid detection, which led to Caesars accusing him of evading casino policies. Other casinos handled McPeak differently. Blue Chip Casino in Michigan City, Indiana, barred him after he won big but still paid him $127,000 before showing him the door. Differing opinions from industry experts. The situation has split experts in the iGaming industry. Scott Morrow, a former Las Vegas casino executive who now teaches gaming courses, has criticized McPeak's approach and argued that he intentionally manipulated casino rules by placing bets across different states. Conversely, professional gambler and author Eli Feustel defended McPeak. He believes that Caesars mishandled the situation by canceling the bets after the results were known. Feustel said that casinos need to enforce any rules before a game begins if they suspect wrongdoing. McPeak has filed complaints with gaming regulators in both Indiana and Iowa. So far, the Indiana Gaming Commission has ruled in favor of Caesars, while Iowa's investigation remains ongoing. Now, McPeak is preparing to take Caesars to court as he insists that maintaining a low profile is not illegal and accusing the casinos of acting unfairly.